as a special treat, an encore, the music of Schubert, Ande Musik, one of his great songs. Jabin Sveden, the Dallas Symphony, with baritone Matthias Gerne making his first appearance with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra on this occasion. Matthias Gerne, one of the great singers of the world. As you mentioned, on the next portion of the concert, also more music by a composer whose last name begins in the letter S, Dmitri Shostakovich. The Symphony No. 9 in E-flat major. We'll be hearing that with Jabin Sveden and the Dallas Symphony Orchestra as this broadcast concert by the Dallas Symphony Orchestra continues. When you mention the word Shostakovich and symphony in normal conversation, you think of a rather large-scale, rather serious work. But the work we hear next on this concert by the Dallas Symphony is Symphony No. 9 in E-flat major, Opus 70, is quite a bit different, quite lighthearted. Although it's grouped together quite frequently with two of his earlier symphonies, numbers 7 and 8, as the wartime trilogy. Of course, the 7th symphony, representing the anguish behind the Leningrad siege, number 8, composed deep in the depth of World War II. But then this Symphony No. 9, composed just as World War II was ending, and in a sense quite a bit more optimistic in character. Also, be sure to listen for the wonderful bassoon solo in the course of the symphony, played by the Dallas Symphony's principal bassoonist, Wilfred Roberts. The Symphony No. 9 in E-flat major by Shostakovich with Jabin Sveden and the Dallas Symphony Orchestra.